Medical disclaimer: the content you're about to listen to was created for the purpose of entertainment, education, and information only. It should not be considered medical advice. It reflects our opinions only. What's up? This episode is going to be about smoking cigarettes and why you should quit. But honestly, probably none of you that listen to this podcast actually smoke. So it may not be completely relevant to you, but you might have a family member that does or a friend that does, and this is a reason to share this podcast with them. You're also going to learn some cool things about mechanisms underlying reactive oxygen species in smoking and how it can damage your skin, as well as impair normal wound healing processes. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about smoking. So we all know that smoking is bad for our lungs, but did you know that it's also bad for our skin? Yeah, isn't that pretty fascinating? So smoking increases skin wrinkling and aging. It increases your risk of skin cancer, especially the second most common type, something called squamous cell carcinoma. And it also makes it harder for your skin to heal if you have a wound. Smoking also worsens a lot of skin conditions, including a common rash called psoriasis, and another pretty common condition, something called hidradenitis suppurativa, in which you get painful boils in like your armpits, in the groin area, and under the breasts, also on the bottom too. So let's dig into the details. Do you want to look older than you are? Then you should smoke cigarettes. Smoking has definitely been shown to cause wrinkles, and it doesn't matter if you're young. One study looking at 350 current or past smokers compared to non-smokers showed that microscopic wrinkles were already apparent in 20 to 39 year olds who were smoking. The more that you smoke, the worse that your wrinkles are going to be. Why would this be? Well, interestingly, smoking increases what are called matrix metalloproteinases. So these are basically enzymes or proteins in your skin that break down the collagen so that your skin isn't as thick or firm looking. Not only that, smoking blocks your body's ability to make more collagen, and it does this by blocking your body from making something called TGF-beta, which is normally what stimulates your body to make the collagen. Fortunately, if you're a smoker, it seems that to some degree these changes could be reversible, as at least in one study, it showed that past smokers had less facial wrinkling than current smokers. Another change that's pretty unfortunate on the skin that comes with smoking is something called Favre-Rochechou. So I don't think any of us liked blackheads when we were growing up. This is basically like an extreme form of dilated blackheads that forms on the sides of your cheek, kind of right by your eyes. The fancy term for it is otherwise called nodular elastosis with cysts and comedones. I encourage you to Google it. Do it. Literally, take a look right now. If you're looking for smooth, even skin tone as you age, this is not it. Smoking is not going to get you there. Can you use any sort of treatments on this condition? Again, this Favre-Rochechou, if you have it? Sure. You can use what's called a topical retinoid, and that may help clear out those plugged pores and slightly firm up the skin, but I'll tell you what, it is not going to get rid of it for good. Smoking also increases your risk of skin cancer. It's been clearly associated to increase the risk of the second most common type, again called squamous cell carcinoma. So a systematic review and meta-analysis from 2012 showed at least 1.52, 1.5 times the increased odds of getting squamous cell carcinoma if you're a smoker. SCC or squamous cell carcinoma, it's usually very treatable, but you should know that this type of skin cancer is a type that can actually spread to other areas of the body and even potentially kill you. I mean, again, if you have it treated, unlikely that it's going to kill you, but one, if it's on certain locations, like on your lip or on your ear, it's more likely to spread. If it's larger, so greater than 2 centimeters in diameter, or if it's deeply invasive, or if it's got some other higher risk features underneath the microscope on the biopsy, it may be more likely to spread. It's also more likely to spread if you don't have it treated, okay? So again, while squamous cell carcinoma is a very treatable type of skin cancer, ideally, you wouldn't be developing it because you don't want to have any sort of odds, right, of skin cancer potentially even spreading. How does smoking actually increase your skin cancer risk? Well, it turns out it's probably through a few different ways or mechanisms. First of all, the cigarette compounds themselves, they make something called reactive oxygen species. And these damage our DNA and damage our proteins, including the proteins that are needed to repair your DNA if it's gotten damaged. Not only that, smoking also constricts your blood vessels. When it constricts the blood vessels and then you start getting blood flow to the area again, you get more reactive oxygen species. So a double whammy here. So you're getting DNA damage and then you're going to have a hard time repairing it because those proteins are injured too. Smoking also causes skin cells to enlarge or get bigger and divide more quickly, making you, again, more prone to developing cancer. All right, so another reason why you want to avoid smoking, it makes it harder for you to heal. Are you generally prone to injuries or do you have a surgery coming up? Then please, I strongly encourage you to stop smoking or at least cut back. Smokers are more likely to develop infections, are slower to heal, and are more likely to have healing wounds actually break apart, something called wound dehiscence. Now, why would this be? Well, also for a few reasons. To heal properly, you need blood flow to supply the area with nutrients and cells to actually repair the wound. Smoking, unfortunately, decreases blood flow, so I already mentioned that. So yes, this is just like how smoking can increase your risk of heart attack by blocking the vessels that provide blood flow to your heart. So for those of you who didn't know that, be aware, it's a thing. So smoking also negatively affects your wound or your immune response, increasing your risk of infection, especially if you have diabetes. To heal properly, you need cells called fibroblasts to come in and make collagen. Smoking prevents fibroblasts from replicating or dividing so that you don't have enough of them in order to actually make the collagen that you need. And not only that, it also reduces your body's ability to make collagen. If you stop smoking, you'll have the blood flow that you need to come into the area to heal the wound. So you're going to get the nutrients and the cells to fight off the infection, heal that wound. Further, your body is going to be able to make collagen to heal the site like it needs to. All right, now we're not going to dive very deep into this, but please understand, as I mentioned before, smoking can make other skin conditions worse, including psoriasis and a condition called hidradenitis suppurativa, where you get painful, draining bumps or boils in the armpits, groin, and under the breasts worse. So smoking also decreases how effective some skin therapies work. So if you have lupus, for example, and you're on a medicine called Plaquenil, if you take that and you're smoking, it's going to reduce how well it works. All in all, not ideal, right? So what about vaping? Does this cause similar problems? Honestly, I'll tell you, I was looking for answers on this front. I wasn't able to find any article specifically looking at it. But honestly, if I had to guess, I would say that yes, it's still going to cause problems. And why? Because nicotine can still generate reactive oxygen species. I know it's hard to kick the habit, but if you want to optimize your skin's beauty, lower your risk of skin cancer, and optimize outcomes if you have some of these other conditions, then I really encourage you to quit. Your skin's going to thank you, and it's going to make your heart and lungs happy too.
If you enjoyed what you just heard, please take 10 seconds, leave us a review, leave us a rating, and leave a comment on whatever podcast platform you listen to us through. Every time you engage with our work, you give the algorithm a reason to boost our podcast's ranking so that we can engage with more listeners like you. Thank you.